Chapter 29. Then Jacob continued on his journey and came to the land of the eastern peoples. There he saw a well in the field with three flocks of sheep lying near it, because the flocks were watered from that well. The stone over the mouth of the well was large. When all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone away from the well's mouth and water the sheep. Then they would return the stone to its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob asked the shepherds,
"My brothers, where are you from?"
"We're from Haran,"
they replied. He said to them,
"Do you know Laban, Nahor's grandson?"
"Yes, we know him,"
they answered. Then Jacob asked them,
"Is he well?"
"Yes, he is,"
they said.
"And here comes his daughter Rachel with the sheep."
"Look,"
he said,
"the sun is still high. It is not time for the flocks to be gathered. Water the sheep and take them back to pasture."
"We can't,"
they replied,
"until all the flocks are gathered and the stone has been rolled away from the mouth of the well. Then we will water the sheep."
While he was still talking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. When Jacob saw Rachel, daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and Laban's sheep, he went over and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well and watered his uncle's sheep. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and began to weep aloud. He had told Rachel that he was a relative of her father and a son of Rebekah. So she